the mobile.
On KK4POT mobile.
Male.
And that makes two of us. Thanksgiving dinner before we see that. See on that Facebook group, one of the guys mentioned, matter of fact, I guess it was this past Monday, because it was right after we had ordered. He said he placed an order over the weekend, and he said he got an email from HRO saying that it would be mid-November before it got out.
Not expecting nothing no time soon.
Me neither. But I thought it was interesting that he got an email about it.
No phone call. Can't hit.
Oh, I guess it did, because we're supposed to see the rain and stuff from it this weekend, so I guess this, oh, that's right, I think I saw it was supposed to be this morning that thing's supposed to be rolling on in, so I guess I'll be right about it.
4CES mobile.
4NXE, hang on just a second, I'm on the phone, I'll be right back. NXE, go ahead, good morning. Been driving down to you know, Greenwood, not Greenwood, but McCormick or Jalapa is the last place, man. There's a, I've got some pretty good sized bucks out of Jalapa. And so we still hunt down there. We were going to go down this weekend, but my son-in-law, he has to work. Normally, if I go to Jalapa, I like to go down there with somebody. Give me a hand getting the deer out of the woods. But, yeah, that, man, there's some big deer down there, but that's a long haul.
Union, so just driving from the top side of Spartanburg down through Union. The city of Spartanburg and in the Union, man, that's a haul. And I usually come in the backside towards, like, where Rose Hill's at and stuff.
Some bow hunting down in Clemson on an, in an area that is bow hunting only. And, man, I saw a monster down there one day. I never got an opportunity. He was probably, I'd say probably about 50 yards from me up on a ridge. But, and it was real windy. I grunted, but he never turned. I don't think he heard.
Shoot, I had never taken a fever yet. A fever's up bad. It's just, it ain't happened for me yet.
If you're patient enough, it will.
And the bad part is, usually I'm just as content to take a doe out, so that way I can get some meat on the table at home.
Yeah, I mean, it just, it depends. But I have done that. Matter of fact, the last really big buck that I shot, I shot a doe. And normally when I shoot a deer, I stay in the stand. And this big old 8-point come running through there and stopped to investigate that down doe. And I was able to put one in the rib cage, and so I bagged two that morning. On several occasions, I've bagged two in one day.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I've done that once. Shoot, my dad, back whenever I was young, he actually ended up shooting four. You know what's supposed to. And they had to get me and my sister out of school to come drag them out. Yeah, I haven't forgot yet, and I don't think I'll forget it anytime soon.
Got memories out hunting with my buddies and my sons-in-law.
I enjoy about it, which, you know, as everybody starts getting older, it gets a little less common, but, you know, can't give it up, but you get some good sleep in the woods.
I've got into sleeping in the woods, but the temptation definitely comes on you.
I'll be into it, and since I sit on the ground most of the time, it's probably not the smartest thing, but I ain't got to worry about falling out of nothing but my chair.
I've hunted on the ground a couple times, turkey hunting up there at my place, and then I've got a tree stand set up down in this holler, which is a major thoroughfare for bears, and I've seen several bears come through there. Last time I hunted, I had a bear run through by me down there. I had a white squirrel I got to watch. I mean, I had a ton of wildlife coming around. I saw three does. I could have shot any of those does, but I've got a buck back there that is absolutely, it's got the widest spread of any buck I've seen. I mean, I'm waiting on him.
That's pretty cool, especially, man, I don't know what I'd do if I see a bear. I mean, whether you're on the ground in a tree, it don't matter at that point if he's interested, but.
In the yard, had them on our porch, they got my bird feeders. You can't really put any corn out because they'll sit there and eat every bit of it. They're on salt blocks. They're just, you know, they're hungry. They're looking for stuff to eat. They're anything that you set out, they're going to get it.
You ever thought about that, them eating corn and everything else? About that time for me, I'm pulling in the plant. You have a good morning.
probably be on air maybe next week. Have a good one, KO4CS. I'll be clear.
You have a good, safe day. Enjoy it, and have a great weekend, and maybe we'll catch you Monday. 73's to you, KK4NXC.
73KN4GFW. This morning, Mike.
Good, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, can't complain.
Good, but nobody's gonna pay you no, never mind.
Yeah, that would be normal. Ed said he was doing good, just truck's late.
He's from him yesterday, and I was gonna text you, and I got pretty doggone busy. I was in the middle of some stuff.
Yeah, for me yesterday, I was wide open. In the morning meeting, I said I got to make a Home Depot run, and that ended up, by the time it was done, I needed 10 gallons of Clorox, some uric acid, 40 rolls of black tape, 300 trash bags, a mop, 200 pounds of sand, and I had a whole load.
That's your truck. Deliver that to you guys for free if you're getting an order that big?
You know, I don't know. I've never tried. I just have to wait. I just have to call them and see.
KM4NAP.
Yeah, finally this week. Good morning.
Good morning. We got late trucks all week, and it all comes down to one driver. He's been working all week, so now we know where the problem is. Now just get it corrected if we can.
The driver, this trouble is they're hard to find.
You got that right. Pie with a double scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, doggy.
So I can finish up in my retirement center, then I'll be able to have a little free time, maybe. So,
you say you were hunting on your property?
Yeah, I'm going to try it this year. I'm going to try to hit it fairly decent. I've got a pretty good big buck back there I'd like to bag.
It was does, and cut the tail off, put some scent on it, and hook it to like a string on a tree where you can kind of wiggle it and everything and draw him in.
Works like that. I get that big putting up with no skullduggery like that.
I them decoy does and put a real tail on it.
My tags, you know, I don't know if the DNR is open on Saturday. I don't think they are.
In Granville?
I know of. There's one down in Seneca.
One over on the cherry farm on the university property.
One I've been to before.
Boy of mine sent me a picture of a buck. Got a picture of it in his backyard. We can count 9 points on his rack. We figure he's at least a 10 point.
What gets Bullwinkle over across from you?
With all those bears up in your area, a corn feeder wouldn't do you no good.
Pulled my corn feeder out of the trees. I mean, I had one that was an automatic, and they climbed the trees, pulled the bottom off of it. I came down there and all I had was an empty can hanging up.
When I hung mine, I put a cable between, like, I tied it to one tree and put it over a branch in the other tree and hoisted it up so it was kind of hanging out in the middle of a couple of trees.
This one was, but there was a tree about 4 foot away from my rigging line, in the middle there. Little old small tree. That thing was about 5 inches in diameter. And he had climbed that and was able to lean out and reach that thing. And got to watching some videos, and they say to put, you know, everybody showing to put PVC pipe, you know, thread your rigging line through the PVC pipe, and that way they can't grab onto it. It just, their paws slip off of that. I've got a winch and some pulleys. I mean, I'm set up to put one back up. That's just something that I haven't put on my priority list.
Wait till bear season.
No doubt, there's no doubt in my mind that I kill a bear. They're all over the place up there. But my wife has made me swear off on killing a bear, and I don't know why, but she, that'd make her pretty doggone ding-dang angry. And so I haven't, you know, and I've tried to play on words. I told you I wouldn't kill you one of those particular bears, and she's against me killing a bear up there.
Yeah, you gotta keep mama happy.
One day, if I get a nuisance bear, I'll be able to do something with it, but I can't do anything right now. Not without making her mad.
Something to hers a couple of times.
I've threatened to tie a pork chop or a honey bun around her dog's neck and tell her it was in self-defense.
She was getting in somebody's car one time.
Chickens, I'm gonna get chickens sometime soon, and I probably expect I'll have some issues there.
Keep them out of a corn feeder. I can't see keeping them out of a chicken coop. One of them solar powered electric fences, and just put the wire around the tree.
An option.
The lady was walking down the trail and a bear come out and she stopped and he smelled her and he swatted her on the knee.
It's pretty ding-dang dangerous right there.
Got close to him. You just don't hardly stand a chance getting away from him.
They look cute and fuzzy and cuddly, but they're unpredictable.
They're 2 feet from you.
I have videos on YouTube of the bears climbing up and investigating the hunter in the tree stand. None of those ended up being any kind of violent or any confrontation. The bear ended up, you know, just coming up, sniffing them and leaving, but that's still pretty scary.
I believe if he'd got about 3/4 of the way up there to me, I'd had to take some action.
DFW. Is
it hot? It's hot. It's about 15 degrees warmer than it had been being.
Flynn was sweating this morning.
Red man.
Why?
Mexican last night. Guess where we went?
Blame you, that is pretty good groceries.
Did take my mother-in-law out over there, and my wife, which my mother-in-law's eaten over there before, but I don't think Shelly has.
She didn't take you?
She knows where it's at, but she said she hadn't eaten there.
Like the time we were there.
Yep, she enjoyed it.
The owner, and he said the other day somebody went in the restroom and they put their concealed carry on the counter there and then forgot to pick it back up.
Wow. That's crazy. You got That must have been somebody brand new to carry him.
Yeah, he got the owner picked it up, and then the guy come back and got it.
Tomorrow, when you go in the bar out there, you gotta check your gun at the bar.
Four.
Got to give it to the bartender and let it go, and he puts it behind the bar. And if you're sober enough, they give it back to you when you leave.
It's dumb anyway, going into the bar to go drinking and carrying a firearm.
What I'm going to say is you wouldn't have done it if you hadn't been drinking.
You cannot discharge a firearm while you're under the influence of alcohol. I think the only exception to that is if you're at home and it's in a self-defense scenario, like, you know, somebody doing a home invasion or breaking in or something like that. Coming up, 7-3 to both of you. Good talk with you, Ian. And I hope you guys have a safe and profitable day. And we will catch up with you later. It's going to be KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear on your final.
Being safe, enjoy the short one, and I hope to catch up with you a lot more next week. Maybe we can get the problem taken care of. But it's your turn to pick a spot, so you and Miss Shelley be thinking about it. So 7-3.
7-3, Mike. You have an awesome day. Try to stay dry this weekend. KN4 TFW.
You seen the video on the FN 306 and the 309?
Negative.
Both 9mm, and they sharp looking guns, surprisingly. I didn't know until I read it in Gun and Ammo. They're made down in Columbia. The video, they seem like they're pretty decent little firearms.
Pins are usually pretty high.
It's all right in there with, in the 500 block. I believe that's what Gun and Ammo said.
My, I know. Mama's got that Ruger 5.7, and she got it for about half of what an FN model costs.
That's what I get. I'm going to make sure it's a 45 on an old coat frame.
That, I got a 45. It's a, what is it, Compact Commander or something like that? It's like an 8-shot.
For the old style gun, I just don't like it. Semi-automatic, especially after I had to use mine and only got one round off before it tore up.
Man, I like the guns of old, the single actions and stuff like that.
Yeah, then go to that new firing range over next to the house.
I need to do that.
$10 for all day, and if you during the week, and if you bring somebody with, it's only $10 for them. Take the ammo with us, and hopefully they'll have some ammo to buy while we're there.
Thinking with your grandkids?
And scattered every which way here lately. I hadn't been able to hem them up long enough.
Oh, way down in the weeds.
Like you said, he's down in the weeds morning now.
Oh, yeah, some ramp time trying to make them up. Stop together, it's ridiculous.
Coded yesterday.
Did early?
I didn't get to go yet. And yeah, because of COVID, you don't really have to have a reason to vote early.
I just wonder how many of them are going to get altered between now and time to count. It's going to be one for the history book.
Right about that. video out there. It's a presidential debate. It's Biden versus Biden. You got to watch that. That's funny.
If I can find it. Still got a lot of white noise there. It was the last couple of times we couldn't even copy it at all, but we used.
Particular plans at all. Maybe a little work on Saturday over at my old employment, but they haven't contacted me yet about that.
And it's supposed to start raining today. I may be wrong.
Push it off till tomorrow afternoon.
Pushing it on a little bit, at least till after Sunday. I don't need to be running Sunday route and pouring down rain.
Catch up with you later on, KN4TFW.
Glad you made it in safe. Have a good one and don't work too hard, and maybe we can catch up on the weekend, especially if they have some parties going, QSO parties going. So, 73s, my friend, KN4 and AP Quest. Locate a paper here in truck. Seem like it is decided to take legs and walk off.
Figure that out. 73. Maybe we can figure. I'll check the co-op code. We can get some gun on meter. All that is a C-clamp between the main wire, and we're ready to go.
We'll catch you later. 732. Hope catch you. Probably catch you over on the weekend. KM4 and AP Clear.